Hello, my name is Jenna, and welcome back to Psyche. Unfortunately, Terrence will no longer be joining us on the podcast, and as such, the structure has changed slightly. Until I find another co-host, I will be bringing friends on as guests, and as always, every other episode will be mental health focused, while the others will primarily be on books, movies, shows, games, and more. If the episode contains sensitive topics or spoilers, I will put TW for trigger warning or SP for spoilers in the description with a brief summary of the topics discussed in that episode. It should be noted that my guests and I are not mental health professionals and that you should not think of us as such. If you are struggling in any way, please contact a mental health professional.
How's it going, bros? My name's PewDiePie!
Top of the morning to you, laddies.
No, why don't we do this podcast like after a couple shots? I feel like that would be funny. I think we're the funniest when we're...
How could we do that?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay, next time. Hello, welcome back. Today I have Cece with me, who is currently chewing on her bubble tea. Mm-hmm. So we'll give her a couple seconds. But we're very excited.
Hi.
Okay, today we're going to be talking about the impact that online school has on our mental health, or just why it's not so good, not ideal, or even
why we're miserable.
Yes, exactly.
Why we hate life.
Yeah, I mean, I always thought, I'll be honest, I always thought, like, if I could do online school, I would be like, it would be the best thing ever, because you wouldn't have to go to class, you wouldn't have to wake up early, you wouldn't have to interact with people.
Right. I mean, you're on electronics all day. It's
what could go wrong anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And then everything went wrong.
Yes.
Like, fuck.
Little did they know.
The narrator, everything did go wrong.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So yeah, it started out, it was like okay, but then as time went on, it's really hard because you forget assignments super easily, because like when you're seeing everything through a screen, it all just kind of blends together in your head. And yeah, you could write it down on a board or on your notes or whatever, but it's hard to keep up with that because, you know, it's your choice to turn on class or not. So mm-hmm. if you don't turn on class, you might miss an important thing the teacher says, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for me, I literally, as we're sitting here, we're at my desk and I have 6 post-it notes on the wall of reminders. I have a clipboard where I write to-do lists, and I have a school planner, and I have to use all of them. It's really bad. Versus when I was in high school, we would just sit through the classes, and I would have my little planner, and I would write down all my assignments, and it was very structured. Versus now, it's like, do this on your own time. I'll upload the video recordings. It's like, the teachers don't have to do as much work, which is annoying, because we're still paying the same amount. And then also, it's not as structured for students. And for students like me, that's really important.
Yeah, and do it on your own time. I have no sense of time, ma'am. I literally have no idea what that means.
Time is a social construct.
Exactly. My time is TikTok and crying and sleeping, like, and eating. Like, mm-hmm. that's it. I don't have, like, so it's a lot of self-discipline. But the hardest part is usually self-discipline should be, like, a gradual thing where you just get more and more responsibilities. But when it came to this pandemic,
it was just kind of
everything at once. You have to have self-discipline or else you're going to fail. So.
Yeah. And that's definitely something that our generation has not learned very well, not because of anything in particular. It's just the environment that we grew up in where it wasn't so much of, like, responsibility and time management in high school. It was, if you don't do this, you're literally not going to be able to go to college. So you better fucking do your work. It was like, so we would do our homework and then just chillax for the rest of the day, pretty much.
Well, and I don't know about you, but like, it kind of like, did anyone else feel like there was more of a pressure to actually get your homework done when you did in-class things, like especially in high school when you handed in actual papers, because like, you didn't want to be the one looked at by everyone else, like, oh, you didn't turn it in, you didn't have the homework. But like, when it's online, nobody's looking at you, nobody's judging, nobody can see you. Like, if I woke up one morning and was like, I don't want to go to class, I just don't open my laptop, and like, that's it. And it feels, there's no immediate consequence, so that's another reason why it's terrible, is because like, you don't feel like a slap on the wrist, or, you know, no one texts you and is like, hey, are you coming to class today? Because you can't really make friends in class really anymore. So like, now you don't even have anyone holding you accountable. So.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's hard socially. I know our friend Patty lives on campus, and like, it's just not the same experience anymore, because they literally can't make friends. But even then, it's like part of what got me through last year was just having people in the same classes that it would be like, all right, how about we all get together and do the assignment now? Or, hey, guys, did you remember this? Or, like, how do you do this part? And then you get constant reminders like, hey, this is due. You know, the professor says it in class. And even though, like, a lot of my professors didn't care if you didn't get the homework done. I know Tracy did. But
Tracy. She'd call your ass out.
Yeah, she, like, her class very much felt like a high school class, and that she cared that we got our stuff done, versus a lot of the professors now, it's just like, well, if you don't turn it in, you don't get the points. Not my problem.
Yeah. Not to mention that, like, I had a presentation due in my Spanish class recently, and I had to work, and I worked very late. It was a closing shift, so I didn't get home until, like, 11:30. And I had made this presentation earlier, but then I was like, oh, shoot, I forgot to turn it in. Turned it in at 12:07. That's 7 to 8 minutes past the due date, the time, the 11:59 time slot. And I got 0 on it. Like, I literally, she didn't give me any points. And I just think that, like, I get it. It's unprecedented times, as everyone keeps saying.
But, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
If I hear that one more time, I'm gonna slap someone.
I'm going to become Kyle, and I'm going to shove my fist through drywall, okay? So,
yeah. I'm going to be a Karen.
I'm going to speak to the manager. No, but, yeah, so it's very frustrating because we're all in this together, basically, and I feel like teachers just have this obligation to be more lenient during these times. No one signed up for online school. Like, nobody wanted to do that, so... Mm-hmm. And then we're all paying the same price anyway.
Which is bullshit to begin with.
Exactly. If I'm paying you the same price I would for you to actually get your ass into a classroom, then I think you should be putting more effort towards making sure your students are okay. And I've had some teachers like that, but the teachers who aren't, I mean, it drives me insane.
Well, it's also hard because I have, professors who are older, and they don't know technology that
well. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, my fiction writing professor, he's a great teacher, but, like, I got disconnected from class, and I was supposed to give a presentation that day, so I emailed him, and I just haven't gotten a response back. And it's just, like, it's painful. And then also, this professor and then one of the professors I had last semester, they don't use Blackboard. Like, at all. Like, they have the class on there because they have to. Like, it's listed as one of my classes, but I open it and it's empty. And it's, like, it makes me anxious not being able to see my grades. or, like, know what's going on with that.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, I just kind of accepted it and just went, you know what? This is what it is, and I'm gonna have to deal with it. So...
Yeah.
There's a lot of that where it's just like, nah, it is what it is, whatever, but...
Yeah, and then you get stuck in this horrible, mundane routine every day of, like, oh, opening my laptop or getting on my computer, listening to the same, like, monotone voice because nobody likes their life right now. Nobody's happy. And then, you know, okay, now I gotta log off, now I go to work. Like, days, you can't distinguish days anymore. They all feel the same. And with that mundane routine comes, like... Naturally, it's just natural, but depression. So, she just creeps right in because she's like, well, you're not really doing anything.
I like to think of depression as a he because men.
Men, but... yeah. You know, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I totally see. Anxiety can be a girl, but depression is a man. But yeah, no, it's. And then on top of that, part of depression is like forgetfulness and. Laziness, quote unquote, when it's really just like you don't have the energy to do it and your brain is just kind of like it feels like mush all the time. And so it's just kind of a cycle of like you don't do so well in classes because of these reasons, you get depressed because it's the same thing every single day, maybe you're not doing well in school, maybe you are, but either way it's just there's no structure, and so then it leads to depression, and then depression leads to not taking care of yourself, not taking care of school, and it just keeps going.
I mean, yeah, you don't see anyone when you go to school anymore. Like, you don't even have to have your camera on, so why should you shower? Like, some people, like, they're just a bunch of grease balls all day, and it's just...
It's me. I'm grease ball.
I'm the grease ball, yes. My room, she's clean now, but just since last night. Before that, she was a mess. I don't even want to vacuum, but I did. But
yeah,
No, something that actually was really terrible that happened, just because we're all online or whatever, but Hannah, our friend, she had a biology test to take, and we're in this apartment complex for students, so of course there's a lot of Kent State students there within the apartment, and she takes her bio test. She had us, like, leave the room because it was proctored, so, like, she had to make sure there was no noises, nobody walking behind her, so we waited. She took her test, and then she got an email a couple days later, and she had, like, points docked, and she was, like, for cheating. And she was like, what? Like, I wasn't around anyone. And the teacher was like, well, you took the test at the same time as some other students on the same IP address. Well, there's hundreds of people on the same Wi-Fi at our complex. There's hundreds of students.
Like, that would have happened if they were on campus.
Exactly. So she was like, well, so she emailed the teacher back, and she's like, I'm in an apartment complex. Like, I wasn't with anyone. Like, it's proctored. You could see if I was with anyone. Like, what is the point of... So anyways, and the teacher, and she was like, well, Hannah was like, how do I prevent this from happening again? How do I prevent this from, like, how do I prevent getting points docked for cheating when I'm not? And she goes, I don't know, just don't let it happen. Like, that doesn't help at all. And, like, I know the teacher's clueless, too. And the teacher can't just be like, well, okay, like, I tried, like, so the teacher was clueless, but it came off as, like, just rude. Mm-hmm. So now, whenever Hannah had, like, a test, she would go home, which is, like, an hour away. She would drive home just to make sure she wasn't taking it at the same time as anyone else.
And that's a lot of
it's gas. A lot of, yes, it's a freaking...
It's an expense that is completely unnecessary.
Exactly, yeah. And so just not understanding, like, teachers who are being completely not understanding like that. It's just very frustrating.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I think it's kind of, you know, how people get bold on Twitter or Facebook and Instagram even. It's kind of the same thing. Professors getting bold because they don't see us as, sorry, Bindi is freaking out because I don't know why. but what else is new? But, like, teachers are just, they don't necessarily see us as students because they're not seeing our faces. They're not seeing... us in person or anything like that, and so
they don't see the tears,
they don't see the frustration, the stress on our faces,
the sweat,
depression.
You don't see the depression. Yes.
And so, you know, it's all like, it's kind of like that thing where because this person isn't real to you, you feel like you can be rude to them, mm-hmm. or something like that. Because last semester one of my professors got really into politics, and our class was a language class. Like, we were studying the language and then the culture around the language and then the history, and so it was supposed to be a history class where we just read this textbook and basically reported facts on it. I'm really sorry if you guys can hear my dog crying in the background. But I kind of called her out on it because at one point someone brought up the fact that one group wanted to recall or, like, undo the gay marriage laws. And our professor looked at, like, addressed one person in the class and said, hey, you're religious. What's your stance on gay marriage? Which is completely over the line for both. Like, first of all, she's not supposed to be talking about politics. It's literally in the, like, professor's handbook.
It's like she wanted an argument. Like, she wants the religious person to be like, also, I absolutely despise gay marriage. Like, what do you expect?
Like, yeah, like, also, there were several people in the class who were openly part of the LGBT community. And so it was like, what are you thinking? You're opening up this opportunity of hate to be put onto your students. And so I called her out on it. I just said, hey, like, I'm not really comfortable with the discussions lately. Could we just come up with a system where if someone's uncomfortable, they can leave class, or maybe we talk about politics after class? And she ripped me a new one because she doesn't see me as a student. She sees me as someone, like, someone that is just submitting grades. And the humanity of it was kind of lost.
Right. Yeah. And I think teachers have felt, like, a lot of obstacles, too. So they're almost getting, like, more pessimistic about the whole school thing. So they are more frustrated. And so they're going to be just less enthusiastic with their students, you know. I'm sure she was pressed about other things But probably, you know, at the time with it being like the election year and everything, everyone was talking about politics, and she just was, especially her panties were in a twist about something. And she did not like that, you know, her student was like, hey, can we not talk about that? And I think she's just been told no to how she wants to run her class so many times by like administration, like, no, you can't have in person. No, you can't, like,
I mean, she is the one who chose to do it online too.
That's true. Yeah. And then she has these difficulties with like learning how to teach online, and it's just been difficult for her. So finally, you know, one more person, I think you were just the straw that broke the camel's back, and she was like, you know what, I can talk about whatever the hell I want in this class. And it's like, not really, but
yeah, go off, sis. I remember her saying, like, it is your duty as a young person in our country to listen to all sides. My side might not be the same as yours. And I was like, I literally didn't say anything criticizing you. I just said, can we not? I'm like, if I had emailed her and been like, well, you keep shitting on Trump and Trump is the best. Like, okay, first of all, I don't believe that. But if I had said that, I would understand why she would say it's your duty to listen to both sides, respect both sides, even though mine isn't the same as yours. I would understand that. But all I said was, can we not talk about politics?
Right. And it's your duty to teach me the damn subject. Okay.
Yeah.
It like, is not your duty to talk about politics. Like, yeah, obviously, if I were to get into that debate, yeah, it's my duty or whatever. I don't owe you shit, so...
I mean, that's, you know, the thing. I'm like...
Fuck your duties.
This is a history class. It's my duty to learn history. So, shut the fuck up.
In this class, it is my duty to learn about this class.
Like, yes. Like, I have paid money to learn about the history, and you are not teaching me the history, so... Let's just talk about American politics in English.
Not to mention how uncomfortable that religious student probably felt.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Like, if I had been on the receiving end of that, I would have, like, gone to the administration.
How did she know she was religious? Do you know how?
I mean, probably just had come up in conversations before, I guess. Or, I don't know, context clues, maybe? Like, if there was something in the background, like a crucifix or whatever, I don't know. Oh, but. Okay. It was just, like, not a good situation.
I was gonna say, if it was something like she was wearing, like, a hijab, yeah, then that would have been, that would have been really bad. Uncomfortable, because, like,
I mean, it's uncomfortable anyways,
yeah,
but especially because that's, like, a, yeah, no.
It's, now you're singling her out because of what she's wearing. Yeah. So, yeah, that would definitely be sus.
Yeah, and the other thing I remember, last semester, I was trying to take a drawing class because I was going to try and do a drawing minor. The problem with that is I don't have an art studio in my apartment, and it was virtual.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have the supplies. I don't have the space. Just generally, I couldn't take the class. So art students, however the fuck you're doing that, kudos to you. But seriously, like, I remember we were trying to do group projects. Have you ever tried to do a group project online?
Oh, my.
It's awful. Like, genuinely one of the worst experiences I've ever had, because I was part of the problem. I was behind on all of my classes, and so I had, like, my group mates emailing me, like, hey, where's your project? And I was like, I don't know. I'm trying to work on it. And then, so that had them stressed out, and if I had been in their position, I would have been pissed too. Mm-hmm. And then there were, like, three other people in our group who were in the same position as me. So it was, like, it was just terrible. Just not a good thing.
Right. And just, like, when you do, like, group projects, and usually if it's for a class, you know, when classes were all in person, when you guys would work on it in class, you guys hear, like, the flow of thoughts that you guys, like, mm-hmm. you know, you guys can talk whenever, you guys can interject and be like, oh, you know what, I really agree with that point, or you know what, I don't really agree with that point.
Yeah.
But when you're doing email or even text messages, really, if they're responding at a consistent rate, like,
ow,
it's just like, oh yeah, I did want to go in this direction, but I sent that email, you know, 2 days ago, and now I've changed my mind, and now you have to send like a billion emails, and now it's just like, it's a lot more complicated than just talking.
Yeah.
So,
oh yeah.
And then if they disappear, like, oh my gosh, don't even get me started on breakout groups, or like when the teacher separates you into little groups.
I hate that so much.
I had this one class where she was like, all right, everyone go into your little groups and talk about this reading or whatever. I'm an English major, so it's all it is words that we talk about. And so I'm in this little group, and there's like two other guys, and their cameras aren't on, their mics aren't on, and I'm like, hey guys, nothing, just radio silence. So I'm like, all right, that's cool. So then I typed in the chat, like, can you guys hear me? Nothing. And the teacher drops into our group, and she was like, hey, how's it going? And I was, I'm not trying to be a snitch, okay? But literally, they weren't talking to me. So I was like, I don't know if their computers aren't working or if they just can't hear me. Like, and she was like, hey, guys, are you guys there? And they're like, yeah. Both of them. Turn on their mics and we're like, yeah.
So they really just ignored you.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I can't, that's not even something, like, of course that was one of my assumptions, like maybe they're ignoring me, but I can't 100% say they're ignoring me because there's so many, there could be technical issues, you know?
Yeah.
Their mics could not work or like, so I couldn't even be like, they're ignoring me. But like in person, I would obviously know if they're ignoring me. So like with that, especially like I've seen teachers call on students and the students just simply do not turn on their mic or camera.
Yeah.
So the teachers are like, well.
And they can't do anything about it.
Exactly.
Because what if they lost Wi-Fi? What if their computer's not working?
Yes.
Which honestly is, it's convenient for lazy students like me. I'm a horrible student. I'm the first to recognize that. I have always been a terrible student. And so there have been so many opportunities to like cheat things like that where it's like, I don't have to talk to you because what if I just disconnected my internet and then I do it? And it's like, I'm a terrible student. And it's that makes things so much harder for everyone else. Mm-hmm. And also, I'm not learning anything. Like this, I hate school to begin with. I have a terrible memory. I'm not made for school. And so whenever like there is an opportunity where it's like I could cheat around this, I take that opportunity. Yeah. But that means I don't learn what I need to learn. And, like, that would have been fine in high school when you're learning, like, how do you prove that this is a triangle? I mean, if your major is mathematics, that's different. But, like, I'm psychology. Like, it would have been fine in high school when you're just doing all of, like, the Ohio Common Core stuff that you don't actually need to learn.
Right.
Things that I don't even remember anymore. I don't remember what photosynthesis chemicals there are.
Oh, but yeah. And the class that we met in math, I don't know how to do any of those problems anymore. You could show me those problems. I would not know how to do them.
I'd be like, so that's a number.
And that's character development. That's what that is.
Yes. So, but it's like, now it's like, I'm going to be using this for the rest of my life. So I should be able to, you know, learn these things. But I mean, sometimes it's just like I have to teach it to myself because the teacher makes it asynchronous, and then it's like, mm-hmm. just do everything on your own time. Like, no, like read the textbook pages and then take a quiz on it that I have uploaded onto Blackboard, and that is the only thing I did this week. No. Teach me.
And they like to be like, well, you're adults, you make your own schedule, you need to, okay, well, listen, adults that aren't in school, like, regular, everyday, what you think of when you think of adults, because when someone says adult, you don't think college student, you think, like, career started everything.
Well, like, a parent.
That's all, besides if they have kids or whatever, they literally just go to work. They just have to worry about getting stuff done at work. They don't have homework for work. I mean, for most jobs, you don't have homework. You just get your job done, and when it hits 5 p.m., you go home, and then you get to do whatever. Like,
yeah.
But when you're a college student, a lot of people have to pay for, like, their own cars, like, their gas, insurance, their rents for their apartment. Like, they just have so much more, and these teachers are like, well, you're adults now, so you shouldn't.
Also, we're not adults, because we literally went from living under our parents' roofs, being in high school, being super dependent on someone, having almost no responsibility, a lot of us. Some of us had more than others, but for me, it's like, my parents still think of me as 16 years old, because I'm still learning how to be an adult.
Yeah.
And so when professors are like, well, you guys are adults, so you can handle this, it's like, no. I don't know how to be a grown-up.
Well, exactly. And, like, how are you supposed to tell me that I'm a grown-up while you're still telling me what to do, you know? Like,
yeah, exactly.
And I get it. That's how you, like, learn things. You can't teach yourself. But, like, just these teachers, like, you're a grown-up, too, and you get to decide when to grade things. No one's going to come after you if you don't grade something right
on
away.
Time, yeah.
Exactly. The only thing you have to worry about is the deadline at the very end of the semester or the year. When grades have to be put in.
Well, also, that's their it. Jobs got so much easier because... Bindi, stop biting my hand. God damn it. Their jobs got a lot easier because that whole aspect of grading, not a thing anymore. Literally, they put the questions into the Blackboard quiz maker. They make sure the right answers are in there, and then the system does it for them.
Yep.
For most classes.
Yep.
I don't know how it is for, like, art, writing, that kind of thing, but...
Well, even writing, they only have, like, you know, a few short answers, and so they're only grading, like, two questions a student.
Yeah.
And even then, like, one of my classes, you have to show up for class and get participation points. But the only way you get participation points is if after that class, you go onto a discussion post and you have to say two ways that you participated in class. What well, if I just like that's redundant. Yeah. You can. And that's the thing. It's graded for completion. So she's just going to see your name on that discussion board where everyone's name is listed for all of their posts that they have posted. And she's going to be like, oh, she did it, he did it, he did it, she did it. Like, but, like, why? You can just look at the, like, who attended class.
Yeah.
Obviously, yeah. And most of the time it's just, she'll just lecture. So how am I supposed to participate? I'm not going to interrupt her and be like, I'm sorry, I really need to get my participation points, so I'm going to interject here and just say a few words so I can put that in my discussion post later. Like, no. Like, I'm there, okay? That's my participation points. Either give us homework or don't, but stop doing this.
Yeah.
Dumb stuff. Like, no, that should be my participation points.
Yeah, I hate participation points in general, because it's like, if you raised your hand in class, that's participation points. I'm like, okay, but I'm in the class, I'm doing the class, I'm participating in the class,
right?
So,
and not to mention that, like, a lot of teachers are lenient with the whole, like, oh, my Wi-Fi was out or whatever, but a lot of them want, like, proof or something.
Like,
or
how do, like, you want proof?
I mean, I actually did have a case where my Wi-Fi was out at my apartment complex, and I texted, or I didn't text, but I emailed off of my phone all of my teachers, and I said, hey, my Wi-Fi's out, I won't be in class today. And one teacher was like, okay, that's fine, whatever. And the other teacher was like, okay, come to my office hours so we can make up those points. Okay, well, now I've added something else to my schedule that I can't, like, I have work at that time. I can't come to your office hours. So, like, I can't even make up those points. So I've lost those points, but, and that wasn't even my fault. So,
yeah,
it's like my responsibility to make up points that it wasn't my fault I lost in the first place. So it's just, like, really frustrating. Yeah. And then I start losing motivation because I feel like my grades are slipping and I can't do anything about it. So,
yeah. Yeah, I feel that a lot, where it's like, if you're not doing so well in the class, you just don't want to go.
Exactly. And then I have, like, a scholarship riding on me passing all my classes, at least, you know. It's a low bar, but you'd be surprised. Like, just pass, and I'm still like, oh, man, like, I don't know if I can do this. Like, yeah.
Didn't we have a friend whose parents bought her a car because she passed all her classes?
Yes.
That's so such a low bar. Like,
my... And then she didn't even pass all of them, and they still got it for her. Like, they were, like, all A's. And I was there for that agreement, all A's. And she was like, all A's? And I was like, I mean, it's hard, but she was pre-med bio. I mean, that is pretty hard. She, I think, passed most of them. I don't know if she passed all of them. And she had her new whip by the end of 2 months later or so. And I was like,
I wish I had parents like that. God damn.
Yeah.
Like, I think when I was a sophomore in high school, I had a B in biology. And my mom was like, why do you have a B? And I'm like, because we're learning about the process of photosynthesis. Do you know how many chemicals there are in that? And she was like, no, I never had to learn it. So I was like,
yeah. Not to mention when you ask for help on homework with your parents, they go, that's not how we learned it.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, because science has advanced. Science has advanced a little bit since the 70s.
And, like, the amount of math you have to learn in high school when, like, let's say you want to be an elementary school teacher, you will never use that math again. And I know that argument has been said a billion times, but, like, seriously, why do we not stop at, like, algebra 2 and just, that's it? Why do we, why is there calculus? Why is there, I took something called finite, but that's not as common with other schools, but why? Why do I need to learn the standard deviation? I will never, I don't even know what that means now. And I learned that several years ago.
Oh, yeah. I feel like we learned that last year and I don't remember what it is.
Yeah. Bro, and last year feels so long ago.
But, like, yeah, it feels so, like, weird. A completely different, like, part, like, of my life.
Right. Like, the time, like, since last March when this whole pandemic started, like, I feel like it was a short time ago, but I also feel like it was a long time ago. Like, I don't feel like we're in March right now. Yeah. I was telling you a story earlier about a recent thing with my brother, and I was like, what sport is he in? Football? And I'm like, it's spring. Football isn't even a thing right now. Like, but my concept of time is just so messed up now.
Like, yeah. Well, it just, if, like, I don't know about you, but I feel so much older than I was last year.
Yes.
Because basically last year we got to be like, haha, freshman girls in college. And now we're just all fucking, like, depressed and, like,
we're getting wrinkles, like, we're getting fat, like,
like, I think I wore makeup most of the week last year. I haven't worn makeup in since your birthday, which was February 2nd.
Well, it's to the point, like, even now I had to obviously come over to Jenna's house to do this, and whenever I have to do the smallest thing that involves my friends, I put on so much, like, eye makeup. Like, I have to look snatched. And we're literally just sitting in her room talking into a microphone to nobody.
Yeah, we sat on the my living room couch, and then we moved into my bedroom.
Yep.
That's been the order of events.
And I wore makeup for that. But, like, before, I just miss going out. I miss parties. And I'm willing to respect all the COVID-19 guidelines right now, obviously, so I'm not partying. But, like, I miss it so much. Well, I'm such a people person that, like, I'm being drained.
We got, like, teased, like, this is what your college experience is like. And I realized they can't see what I'm doing with my hand, but it's like I'm dangling something in front of Cece's face. And then, like, it just got snatched away from us super quickly. It was like, you can't have that.
Yep. And we were just getting used to it, too.
Yeah.
Like, by the end of that year, I feel like I finally had my groove. And I was going into a new apartment. Because I was living with my dad my freshman year. But then sophomore year came, and he wasn't living with me anymore. So I was like, okay, I got to get my own apartment. And I was so excited. We chose this apartment because it was close to campus. Like, we could have gotten a much cheaper apartment farther away, and it wouldn't have bothered us that much because we didn't need to be on campus anyway. So now we're just staring at an empty, cold, dead campus, and we're paying maybe several hundred dollars more for an apartment just because we're close. Like, it's very, very sad.
I mean, I'm hoping that, like, classes go back to normal next year, just because, I mean, they probably won't, but, like, I can have hope.
They said they're gonna have, like, more in-person classes, but I was like, English majors probably aren't at the top of that list, so.
Yeah, because you can do everything online. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, my major isn't probably going to be high on that priority list either, because basically all of my classes are lectures, and they can just record it online and then
There's going to be, like, science and stuff, you know?
Yeah, like math, art. I know our friend Hope has an art class on campus, and I'm like, I wish that I had taken that class.
I almost just want to go with her just to experience in-person class again.
Just I'm like, not in this is class, weird. But, well, the other thing for me is that, like, school takes a lot of energy. Like, in-person classes, they take a lot of energy for me because I'm the opposite of you. I'm very introverted. Being around a lot, like, people that I don't know or whatever, like, it sends my social anxiety into overdrive. It drains my social battery from being introverted. And then, you know, I was like, getting used to that last year, where it was like big classes, lecture halls, all that stuff, and now I don't have any of it. And so basically I've just been like hanging out with the same handful of people, maybe seeing my parents, and I'm gonna have to go back to 300 person lectures at some point.
Oh,
and
it's like, let's not even talk about the parents, because they're like, well,
just do
it. College is easier, though, right? You just open your laptop and, like, do the work, right? I mean, they think we're doing, like, crossword puzzles over here. Like, we're just
coloring pages, yeah, like, we're in doing, kindergarten. Like,
cool math games. That's what we're doing on our computer all
Webkins,
night.
Webkins, maybe.
Yeah. Like, that's what they think it is. And it's, like, it's the same work with less help. Like, that's all it is. Yeah. Like, it's the same work with, like, no motivation, no structure, nothing. Like, you're basically teaching yourself. And it's, like, the simple things. It's as much as, like, when you're in class with someone and the teacher says something and you didn't hear it. And so you can just lean over to that person, even if you don't know them, be like, what'd she say? And then they can just repeat it to you.
Yeah,
and
maybe give you their notes or something.
You can lean to no one. You can lean to your imaginary friend. And even then, she probably didn't hear what the teacher said either.
Yeah, or so. You can email someone and they'll be like, go to hell, you're annoying. I've had to do that a couple times, and then people will just be like, yeah, sure, here.
You're like, hey, I didn't hear that, go to hell. All right, well, okay.
Like, okay, that's understandable. I'll get my bags packed.
I feel like I'm already there, honestly. Like, I don't think I can go any lower than I am.
Just like...
Yeah, and then my parents are like, how's the grades? And I'm like...
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. It's also weird because, like, we're supposed to be gaining independence right now. Like, emerging adulthood, basically, is what we are. And it's supposed to be, like, gaining independence, learning how to be on our own. And then we spend half the year with our parents. And it's like, we're not learning anything right now. We're just, like, mooching off of our parents because no one's hiring.
Right.
And, playing on our computers.
Yeah. It also scares me that the longer this pandemic goes on and the longer we don't have in-person classes, maybe not for you, Miss Introvert, but for me, Miss Loud Extrovert, it's like, I'm so afraid that people will be, especially when you are out in public, you're wearing these masks. No one sees your face. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like we're just going to become so desensitized to people. Like, yeah. People we don't already know.
And we already are with technology.
Exactly. And it's just making it worse. Because now, like, you're not even seeing their faces anymore. It's like, I have, since the pandemic started, I've had new people at my work come to, like, work for us, and they're new employees, and I still don't know what they look like. They'll come into my restaurant, like, on their off days to eat, and obviously they'll take off their masks at the table, and I have no idea that I work with that person. And they'll be like, hey, Cece, what's up? And I'm like, nothing much. How do you know my name, freak? Like, and they're like, oh, no, I work in the kitchen. And I'm like,
oh my gosh. John Mulaney has a joke about how if he were to have amnesia, nobody would know, because he was like, you know, in the movies, when someone has amnesia, they wake up and they're like, what's this? Who are you? Where am I? And he goes, but that's so rude. Like, I would just be like, hey, man.
His what's wife up? Like, kisses him, and he's like just politely kissing her. Yeah. Back, even though he doesn't know where.
Just like a peck on the cheek. Like,
yeah. All right.
What's up?
Yeah. No, that's so true. Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
But I feel like that's kind of just everyone right now. Just like, no one knows anyone.
Yeah, and then, like, I see posts on the internet, and it's like, when we have to take off our masks, or, like, when we're back in classes again, like I was so comfortable with making whatever facial expression I wanted to make under my mask. Like, at work, I just squint my eyes. I don't even smile anymore.
Yeah.
I just squint my eyes, so now I'm gonna look so crazy after, but...
Yeah, just...
Yeah, that, like, camaraderie that you can find in college, I just feel like it's very much stunted now. We're all just very secluded, and it's not fun. Yeah. It's to the point where I look forward to work, because I get to be with people, at least.
Like, I had so, like, this isn't, like, a flex or anything, but I had so many friends, or people that I was becoming friends with last year.
Yeah, me too, like, yeah.
Even when I got back, you know, people were reaching out, like, hey, you want to hang out? And it's just, like... Sure, and then we never do because we're all so fucking busy. Or I got invited to parties and I was just like, ha ha ha, no.
I don't even remember what it's like to be invited to parties anymore. Like, I would give anything to be safe enough to be able to party. Like, I would do anything.
Yeah. I just, like, for me, I really just want in-person classes because then I would have to leave my apartment. I'd have to actually go do things, but I don't know, because I'm also a year ahead, or I'm gonna be a year ahead after this summer because credits. So I don't even have that much time left of college, so I feel like I'm never gonna get that college experience unless I do grad school, which I probably will. But
didn't you just say you were not cut out for school?
Yes.
Who goes to grad school and says, you know, I really fucking hate school.
Well, okay, here's
the
thing.
So I'm gonna go to an even harder school after this.
Here's the thing, though. I don't really have much of a choice because I want to be a therapist, and I have to get my master's if I want to be a therapist and get the license and everything. Right. So unless I want to be, like, sitting in a taco truck, like, haha, I have my Bachelor of Arts in Psychology, but I'm working in a restaurant. Like, I'd rather not do that. Like, I want to put my degree to use, and that's pretty much the only way that I would be able to, unless I went into sales. Can you imagine me as a car salesman?
They're gonna be like, so this car is $20,000. Like, no, I don't want to pay that. You're like, okay.
They'll come up to me because I'm Asian, be like, do you sell Hondas?
Toyota.
Be like, no, sir, this is a Ford.
I want a Toyota, and you're like, excuse me.
Be like, sorry, you sound like you have an accent. Why are you talking so slow?
No, yeah, I definitely feel like you wouldn't be, like, stern enough to be like, no, this is $20,000. Take it or leave it. You'd be like, okay, yeah. You want to pay $2?
I'm like, I'll help you pay for it.
Yeah. You're, like, in debt from your job. You keep giving away your paychecks.
I know. Be like, you can take my shoes, too, I guess. Yeah.
I wouldn't know anything about cars. They'd be like, this isn't supposed to be here. And I'm like, the passenger door? And they're like, no, it's not. And I'm like, God, never thought of it that way. All right, I'll take off some
be like, dollars. This is unsafe. What, the airbag? Oh, yeah, no, that will break your neck. I'll try and find you a car without airbags.
And these airbags aren't even reusable, so let's not even talk about how it's hurting the environment.
Yeah. I'll buy you a new environment.
Yeah.
Just drive the car, please.
I'll call Greta Thunberg myself.
We'll move to Mars.
Yeah. But
Well, I think this has been a good episode.
A good rant. This is therapy in itself. Yes. We weren't even talking to anyone but each other.
So. Well, I mean, I think a lot of people would be able to relate.
They're all going to be, like, screaming at their phones, like, oh my god, that's so true! I know they are.
Just like, oh my gosh, it's me!
Yeah, so me. I hope so many people go, same, relatable.
Please, if you have related to any of this right now, just please repeat after me. Same. And now you have gone to therapy.
Same, girl. It is what it is.
It'd be like that.
It'd be like, yes, exactly. Well, I definitely hope to be on another one of your podcasts.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think next week I'm going to get someone to talk about The Glass Castle with me. I was supposed to do a presentation about it in my fiction class, but then I got disconnected, so I didn't give it. But The Glass Castle is a great movie and book, so definitely give it a read or a watch. And I will see you next time.
Drink boba.
It's very good. It's delicious.